Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 6th of September, recording at 6:39 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. In terms of stock markets, we see some light selling across the boards among the various different markets. Well, I better revise that and say it's sort of medium selling in Europe. Some declines exceeding 1% up to sort of 1.25% in here. Government bonds slightly easier today. US dollar a bit firmer within its range. Precious metals mixed. Some rallying despite the dollar's rally. The rallies include silver and palladium. Gold down a bit and platinum down a bit. Gold down the most, but it's only 4:05 in the after hours trade. Well, it's not after hours, current trading right now. And in the industrial metals, solid gains, really quite impressive in some instances, particularly aluminium, which had been a laggard recently. And the soft commodities, slightly higher in coffee, I notice. And that's about it. Maybe a fraction higher in some of the grains as well. Okay, what's going on here? Well, I've been saying that we have floors under these stock markets back at the June lows. We're well above those June lows in almost all instances right now. As a matter of fact, a number of markets had moved steadily higher from those June lows, first following a bit of ranging, I should say, in July, then started to move up and moved up throughout August. And those rallies have boiled over here in the last couple of days. Now, why might that be the case? And I think I can think of two factors. First, people got into a real lather during the May-June sell-off, and some against the background of some of the tough talk by those central banks on inflation. And so they were extrapolating at that time considerably higher interest rates and much slower growth. Then when the Fed announced that it was pausing on rates, they announced that, I believe, in July, then we had a reassessment in terms of interest rate policies. And people began to become considerably more optimistic as far as equities were concerned. And the inflation scare faded because the long-dated government bond yields were declining during what was quite a good technical rally for those markets. Now, subsequently, we have seen data coming through to suggest that the U.S. is unlikely to experience more than a soft landing. That's been my view all along, as veteran listeners will recall. And therefore, having not only assumed that the Fed would no longer raise rates, but that they might actually cut rates, people are now saying, well, maybe the economy isn't quite that weak, and maybe inflation will come back a little bit, and that has coincided with the rallies in recently in precious metals, particularly platinum and silver, and also the very, very firm action in industrial metals, which are way above what most analysts had been forecasting, and also some rallies in some of the agricultural commodities as well. And some of those have received quite a lot of publicity. Coffee, for instance, there's been quite a few articles on that in the press recently. So that spooked them a little bit on the inflation front. And then the other factor here, which I can point out, is that many of these stock market indices, these leading indices, had moved back to, or actually in some instances, marginally above their May highs. Now, it's not at all unusual for markets to encounter some resistance near former highs of importance. And since memories of what happened from those May highs, or shortly after those May highs, remain very vivid, it's hardly surprising that investors might pause here just to see what actually happens. In other words, who's going to be bidding aggressively the first time a market tests what has been an important medium-term high? Well, the answer is obvious. It's a rhetorical question. They don't do it. They wait to let somebody else do it. And therefore, we get a little reaction and pause. Now, in my view, this isn't going to be anything more than a consolidation. And I don't think there's big downside risk at this time. So I think a policy of nibbling, where you see good chart patterns and value that you like, if you get that combination, will be rewarded. Certainly well before year end. Okay, and in terms of government bonds, don't really like the sector, and that I suspect, well, it's impossible to say technically, or it would be premature, I should say, to say technically that the rally is over, but I have been saying recently that I felt that we'd seen the best part of the rally by far, and it might actually be over. I am not a bond bull, but people have been beating the drum in favor of government bonds really for quite a few weeks, as you know. All I've been looking for is a technical rally, and it's been a reasonably good technical rally, as I said before. Okay, in terms of the currencies, US dollar steady in here again today, but very much within its overall range. And I think what we have seen, well, I think we'll get more of the same, sideways trading, but eventually a somewhat easier dollar. But again, if expectations on US interest rates have moved from, well, not only has the Fed stopped raising, but it's also going to cut, probably in early 2007, as the U.S. economy continues to weaken, people are now saying, well, maybe, maybe not. And there are a few who are starting to say now, well, maybe the Fed has to raise rates once again. You know my own view. I've said, as far as this was concerned, that markets retesting the highs, let alone moving above them, and growth coming in slightly higher than people had expected, that would be more likely to invite another rate hike than if we saw weak markets. And well, that's a fairly obvious point, isn't it? Okay, but bottom line, say I'm looking for no more than consolidations because I don't think rates are going to go much higher, and I think that while inflation is a factor, it's not a serious problem at this stage, at least not across the boards. Okay. And as I've also mentioned, central banks can cite areas where the inflation risk has improved, not least the weakness of oil prices. We've got crude oil here back at $68. Once again, still soft on the charts. And it's drifting down through initial support levels, very much needs an upward dynamic to check this decline overall. Natural gas was a bit steadier yesterday, actually had a very small upside key day reversal, but it was so small I don't treat it as too very as too significant, but it is down near prior lows at an interesting level. And I wouldn't be surprised to see an upward dynamic in natural gas reasonably soon. It may well be the tropical storm that is forming in the Atlantic, just beyond Bermuda, I believe. But that's probably the last throw of the dice here, as far as a weather-induced rally, hurricane-induced rally for natural gas is concerned, at least in terms of the October contract, which expires towards the end of this month. And what else to mention? Precious metals, I do like this sector a lot. What are the main risks to precious metals in here right now? Modestly steadier dollar, I suppose. If I've underestimated the extent to which Wall Street, for instance, was to correct from the May highs, that would possibly act as a temporary drag, but I don't think this is a big risk. I like the precious metals and I'm delighted to have a reasonable position in three of them, that being the gold and the silver and the palladium. And coffee, wings around here, fairly volatile, quieter today, but has been volatile more often than not. Still looks reasonably good. And certainly I moved up stops. I've got in the money stops protecting my silver position. I've got an in the money stop protecting my coffee position. There's some danger with both those that if I've underestimated volatility, they would get taken out. But the virtue of the stops is it does give me a free ride. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. So all the best to all of you.